Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along to Breakfast Roll with Cooper and Una. Back after the old little break that we had for St. Patrick's Day. Did you have a nice time?
I had a great time. Flew by. I was all over the country. I was down in Kerry. I was up in the Big Smoke.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just busy, busy, busy. Always on the move.
Always. My God.
Bumped into Paddy Casey in Dublin.
Off of singing. Saints
yeah,
and Sinners.
That's right. Saints. I sang it to him. Yeah.
Did you harass Paddy?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember me from the radio? Did he remember you from the radio?
I followed him down to the Portobello. I'm only joking.
Which Portobello?
The one in town. In Dublin.
There's a few.
The one on the one straight down. Oh, no, it was a long enough walk because we were walking from Whelan's. So Whelan's to the Portobello.
Oh, yeah,
the late bar.
Sorry, I'm thinking of the Porter House. Sorry. Yeah, the Portobello. Yeah.
So you followed? I followed him down. Well, I met him in Whelan's and I accosted him and I sang his songs to him and then we took a couple of pictures with him. And then
did he have a choice in any of this?
No. And then he was heading down to the Portobello, so I just kind of, you know, followed behind.
He got
away from me inside, though.
Do you think they probably actually? I know they don't. Celebrities, when they meet people out in the wild, that they like that type of attention.
What are you saying? What do you mean by that type? What are you insinuating with that type of attention? Well, I wasn't coming on to the man.
I was listening to the Smartless podcast with Jason Bateman and Sean Hayes, and they were talking to Cillian Murphy. And they were talking about Cillian Murphy. They asked him about, like, you know, when you meet people out in the wild.
He hates people going up to him.
But what he does like is when people say what work they like about him and actually have a conversation with him rather than saying, oh, I love you, I love this. He hates all that, but he likes to sit down on a one-on-one conversation, like hidden away somewhere.
That's a BS. If I went up to Cillian Murphy and I was like, oh my God, I really loved you in The Wind That Shakes the Barley, and can we have a conversation about that now? He'd be like, do one. He didn't know. Why would he sit down and talk to me? He doesn't know me. He's not going to sit down and talk to me, so I'm better off just shouting at him.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth a listen, that interview.
With Cillian Murphy?
Yeah, yeah. I found out more about Cillian Murphy than I ever knew, and I've interviewed him.
I love him. Oh, he didn't like you when you interviewed him,
No,
did he?
No. And he's right not to have liked me because I reckon I still need to apologise to him.
Yeah,
because,
you do.
Ooh. Because I was like gigging, like I still am, like non-stop, and I missed the screening of 28 Days Later, and I had to interview him.
And about 28 days
yeah,
later.
And Danny Boyle and the Alex Garland, also the writer and director of the movie. And I had no idea what it was about.
You are such an absolute blogger. How did you manage to get through that interview?
I don't know. But at the end of it, I did get a big poster signed by the writer, the director and the two main characters in it, which I still have.
Tell me why Cillian didn't like you. What did he say to you? Or did he give you a dirty look?
Oh, he just knew that I hadn't seen the movie.
Oh my God.
He knew.
Yeah.
And because he's so into his craft and his the whole thing.
The man won an Oscar, of course he is. Oh, and there's you, the likes of you, coming on up. You haven't watched the film he was in. You're a disgrace.
And it's really weird. I'm frightened to watch something that he's in just in case he's looking at me through the lens.
Yeah, he knows. There's that guy again. Yeah. We're never going to get another interview with Cillian Murphy now because of you.
Ah, you never know. Maybe Cillian, if you look. I know he listens to this podcast.
To the show, yeah. That's true.
Maybe he will forgive me. I love you.
Doubt it.
I loved him in Batman.
Who was he in Batman?
Scarecrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, the big movies for me with Cillian Murphy, obviously The Wind That Shakes the Barley, probably up in my top five films of all time.
Nice.
Watch it every time it's on. Bawl my eyes out. I mean, I am snotting all over the place when I'm watching that movie.
Why do you do it to yourself?
Because it's just, oh God, it's one of the best movies ever. You need to watch it. And then obviously Peaky Blinders. And there was something else.
Are you going to go and see the movie in the cinema, or are you going to wait for Netflix?
I'll wait for Friday night. That's my Friday night plans. Dunzo.
You're going to it?
No, it's on. It drops on Netflix on the 20th, which is this Friday.
Oh, I thought it was in the cinema for a couple of weeks first.
So it has been in the cinema for a couple of weeks, but no, it's dropping on Friday on Netflix.
No way.
Yeah, man. So looking forward to that.
Cool. All right. Shall we get into the show from today?
Yeah, I think so. Sorry for the waffle.
It's all right. It's just 5 minutes into it. We're going on about how much Cillian Murphy will probably hate me.
Yeah.
compliments and freebies. We reckon Donald has been flirted with.
Ooh.
What's going on? It's Cooper and Una. Donald, jump into Una's microphone there. You managed to get something free recently?
I was
not mentioning the companies here. Like you
This wasn't through anything. I just went to get a coffee.
Yeah.
And I got a sausage roll with it. And the girl serving me in the cafe was just like, "Where'd you get your jacket from?" And I was just like, "Oh, it's from this place." And she went, "Huh, it's nice." And then she just went to pay, and she just charged me for the sausage roll, which was like €2.
Mm-hmm.
And the €6 something coffee that wasn't on it. I was like, oh.
Maybe she made a mistake. Did you not go up to her? Did you not be an honest Morris and go up and say, "Listen, missus, you forgot to charge me for the expensive coffee"?
No.
Oh, snaky turkey.
So you stole a coffee.
Oh my God.
I was given. I paid whatever she put through.
And did she say, this is on me?
Sorry. No, she just kind of gave me a look that was like,
are you saying she was flirting with you?
That is 100% flirting.
Yeah.
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 It wasn't flirting to me.
No, BS. I'm so sorry, Donald. That is complete BS. If somebody in a cafe compliments what you're wearing,
yeah,
and doesn't charge you for a coffee, which costs €6, you've been notionally heading your €6 coffee.
€6 coffee. What kind of coffee was it?
It was a nice latte with pistachio syrup.
Nice.
A latte with pistachio. Jesus Christ. You take a few days off, isn't it?
And then he comes back. He's stealing coffees.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But that was nice. I tell you, I was complimented as well at the weekend. I wasn't going to mention this now, but seeing as we're all
go on.
So I was out in Dublin on Sunday night. I was out with my friend, and her friend Kev came in to meet us, and he just stopped when he saw me, and he was like, "Oh my God, your top is sensational. I love your style." And I was weak for myself then after that. And my friend was like, "He didn't say anything to me."
All right, sit down, you narcissist. Did I get a compliment recently?
Aww. Are you fishing for one now? Or
No. Actually, no, I did, actually.
Oh, go on. Let's share it together.
On Thursday. Oh, no, Friday. No, Monday. I did get a compliment. My physio said that my rotation on my head was quite good. You're moving a lot better than you were last week.
As in, you can turn your head from left to right?
Yeah, kind of.
Well done.
Left to half right. Oh. But I didn't get a free coffee and I still had to pay for the thing. But did you get anything free off the back of it, Una?
Did I get anything free off the back of that? No, I didn't. I did bump into Paddy Casey in Whelan's though, which was fun.
Irish singer,
songwriter.
Saints and Singers.
Yeah. So had the chats with him.
Did he have any choice?
No.
It was like, "Hey, you, I know you.
I'm Paddy." How's it going?
No.
I know, yeah.
So shout out to anybody who was... Were you in Dublin over the weekend?
I was, yeah.
Shout out to anybody who might have bumped into Una and she was accosting you and running her fingers through your curly hair. And she thought you were Paddy Casey.
It was Paddy Casey. Let me lift you up. High
mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. I actually do have a TV show recommendation for you. It's the new one with what's her name? She was married to Tom Cruise. She's Australian.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah. Thank you. The new show that she's in. It's a what the hell is it called? I'll find it here now, and you'll be like, right, yeah. It is called, what the hell is it called? I can't find it now. Oh, Scarpetta.
Oh, you were saying this to me. Yeah, it sounds really good.
It's very, very good. She's a
State pathologist,
yeah. Or not the state, but yeah, she's the pathologist. And it's really good. The casting is fantastic. They do flashbacks to her from like a few years ago and they've somebody else playing her. Fantastic. Really good.
Is it gory?
There are gory bits in it, but they are essential, unfortunately.
Yeah. A Woman of Substance is new. Really good.
What's that about?
It's about a woman of substance. No, it's actually excellent. It's really, really good. It's
what's
good
that
watch.
On?
Channel 4.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Yeah,
so, all right, there you go. Here's our survey, says this morning. Okie dokie, Donal, what is the question that we're asking everybody to give a go at answering this morning? Love to get some voice notes. 087-1102-107.
30% of adults admit they've pretended to like this just because their friends do. What is it?
Pistachio lattes.
Thanks, Cooper.
No, it's all right.
No, it's not.
It's answer. Not pistachio lattes. Okay. I'm obviously wrong with this one. Chihuna?
Is it the Pilates? You know, when you hear your friends and they're like, "Oh my God, and I missed my Pilates class this week," and it's just, my week just goes wrong when I don't get to my Pilates class.
You clearly have never done Pilates.
And I'm like,
because if you did Pilates and you missed, you would know. Because, like, oh my God, your week just would not go right.
Oh, shut up. so I'm like, yeah, 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 I'm the same. But I miss my Pilates.
It's not Pilates, no.
I know people who do Pilates. They don't enjoy doing it, but insist on doing it because it's really good for you.
I know, so, I need to start. Yes. I need to start.
No, yeah. Please don't.
Why?
Because I couldn't be putting up with your moaning.
I wouldn't be moaning about it.
Oh, they've made us do things. And then this guy beside me started farting.
Oh, gag.
Is it Pilates?
It's not Pilates.
And it's not pistachio lattes.
Nope.
So what is the question?
30% of adults admit they pretended to like this just because their friends do.
Okay. 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is? Our survey says this morning, we're trying to figure out what the answer is to this.
30% of adults admit they've pretended to like this just because their friends do. What is it?
Instagram. Do you know what I mean? On TikTok.
Yeah.
I've been on, I'm just like, oh, look at this, it's trending. Yeah, I love it too. And then you have your friend who's just like, I don't understand it. How are we doing it?
I do understand it. I swear.
No, it's not Instagram. No,
it's
not
a good answer, though.
Very good.
Is it a band? Do you know the way sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
But that's more like if you were trying to, I don't know, if you're going out with someone, you just started going out and they liked this kind of niche, obscure band, and then you pretend to like them too to be cool.
Yeah. I've many times you've done that, Una.
I've never done it. I like all the cool bands.
I like all the cool bands. All right, Mum.
Hey.
You're such an unk.
I'm not an unk.
That's
don't
the most unk thing you've ever said.
You are such
I like
unk.
All the cool bands.
I do. All the cool
do you know, like you know, I like you know, Dua Lipa and Bianchi. And Rihanna. I love Rihanna. Who else do I be liking?
Who else do I be liking?
Sober. No, Sombrero. I love Sombrero.
I do be liking Bad Buddy.
Hey. Okay, no, is this the answer to it? Okay, 087-1102-107. Get your guesses in WhatsApp. 087-1102-107. Okay, no correct guesses so far of our services. What was the question?
30% of adults admit they pretended to like this just because the friends do.
It's the fashion trends.
Oh, yeah, that's a good shout.
Who loves a fashion trend?
I don't. I absolutely don't.
You don't?
I don't. No, yeah. I have my own fashion. That's all. I like what I like. But Dola likes them because he came in here the other day.
Oh, here we go. Here we go now.
He came in here the other day.
No, what's funnier is why you did it.
Oh, right, yeah.
He was wearing tight black skinny jeans,
well,
black shoes, uh-huh, and white socks. And I mean, the white socks were very visible, weren't they, Donald?
Oh, they were.
They were. Yeah, they were very visible. And tell us why.
Ankles on show.
No, they were just
cold. Yeah, covered with white socks.
Yeah. So we said, "Look at the cut of you. What are you doing?" And you said,
"I can't remember."
I did a bit of research, and this is what all the young people are wearing. So we've ordered you a t-shirt that's coming in here now. It says, yeah, Uncommas.
Yeah. And then the boss took the mick out of me as well, yeah.
Absolutely.
Everyone had a go, yeah. Thanks, Una.
Sorry.
Thanks for bringing that up again.
I know, it was so funny. Oh, no. That brought me joy that day. Thank you for that. Thank you.
This message just came in from Philip. 30% of adults admit that they pretend to like this because their friends do, their partners.
Go on, no, Philip. It's not the answer. No.
All right, give us the answer,
30%
please.
30% of adults admit they pretend to like this. It's a TV series just because the friends like it. They go, oh, yeah, I like that one.
Well, no, we recommend TV shows to each other all the time. Like, you're watching the Young Sherlock
one.
Yes,
very good.
Una, you would love it. You'd love it.
You really would.
Yeah. There's fun action in it. It's not gory or anything like that, so it'd be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. But Scarpetta as well, which is Nicole Kidman, is fantastic. A little bit gory in places, but really, really good. Definitely.
Well, I'm watching the remake of A Woman of Substance.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I know, yeah. There's lovely, like, it's, don't you know, love stories.
All right. Are you
on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
This one could be a heavy TV and movie podcast.
The
new Spider-Man, we were talking about it earlier on this morning, but the new Spider-Man trailer dropped for the new movie and it looks amazing.
Oh, that's when your man Tom Holland was like an influencer when he comes on. He's like, what did you say again? Hey guys, and blah, 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 blah.
What?
Yeah. Is that not?
No.
No.
That was in one of the Marvel, the Avengers movies.
Ooh.
From like years ago.
Ah. Yeah, did we not talk about it this morning?
No. We did say it was going to drop today.
And did we not say Tom Holland sounds like an influencer?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he does. Yeah,
he does.
Yeah.
So I'm right. You're wrong.
Sorry, I thought
you you could apologize to me now.
I said sorry.
No.
Oh, and I'm so sorry for not really picking up what you're putting
listening
down.
To me. Yeah, I listen to you.
Anyway, it looks amazing. And the Punisher's in it as well, which is fantastic. And the narration from James Earl Jones, which is unusual. I was just like, oh, Simba's dad.
James Earl Jones!
And it just looked at me and shook her head. It's like, who?
Oh, yes. Okay, with that amazing voice.
Yeah.
God, sorry, I thought he passed away.
Oh, let's check that now.
Yeah.
Hang on a sec. Is James Earl Jones doing the voiceover in the new Spider-Man trailer? Here we go now. Except all. No, James Earl Jones is not doing it.
No, he died in 2024. Wow. You are just...
Oh my God.
Do you know what? You are just full of false information, spreading your lies on our podcast.
Let's start that one again.
No, never. It's digging. Oh yeah, you tell me I'm talking shite and then you come on and talk a whole lot of shite.
Now I'm really,
and then you start spreading a load of shite.
Now I'm really sad that he's passed away.
Yeah. Where did you get your information from? Like, seriously.
I heard his voice and it sounded like James Earl Jones. And
I
said
joking.
It's a Donald. Donald's like, ah, oh, that's him, yeah.
Oh, but could you... Come on. The blind leading the blind here, lads. Hey, God, if it wasn't for me, you'd all be in trouble, huh?
Moving along to Rhymus. Here's Roots from Donegal. Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it. Ruth in Donegal, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Oh, are we tired today?
Not too bad.
You were designated Desi all weekend, driving around your friends.
I was.
Well, fair play to you. Do you know what? Fair play to you. We all need people like you in our lives. Exactly. Did you have a nice St. Patrick's Day?
I did, yeah.
What parade did you hit up?
Mobile.
On the coast?
Yeah.
Did they do a water parade? Does anybody do a water parade?
That's a really good idea.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Up here for thinking, down there for dancing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
On the Shannon be lovely.
It depends on the tide flow, but yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you stand on the Shannon?
I don't know.
maybe like if you're in like Sligo or Galway where you've got the rivers that run through the city, that'd make more sense.
Yeah, pitch it to someone.
Pitched.
Pitched
to someone. There you go. County councils, you can have that. And I don't know, give me credit.
You're welcome.
So you've started something. We were talking about Pilates earlier on. You started Reformer Pilates.
Yes.
How do you find it?
It's actually really good. It's really hard. I've only done one class, like my next one next week. But yeah, you nearly fell a couple of times. But they say that happens everyone the first time. Yeah. So.
Can you describe what it is? Like, what's the difference between just regular Pilates and Reformer Pilates?
Yeah, it's like a machine, basically. Like, you step up onto this, like, platform.
It looks like a torture device.
Springs. Yeah, different springs, straps, and it's all using, like, your...
Oh my God, we're mentioning straps. She's in.
That's not true.
It is.
I'm just thinking about, right.
We know what you were thinking about.
I was not thinking about anything. How very dare you. Oh. Get out of the gutter, you, huh?
You're the one who's in the gutter.
Out of the gutter.
You can say it to me.
I'm going
to
look into this Reformer Pilates now. You've sold me on it, Ruth.
You don't have enough health insurance to cover what the tangle you'd get into in a Reformer Pilates machine. She'd end up in nuts. She'd be like, come on. I'm stuck. So you're not meant to put that in there. Okay. Rhymet, do you know how to play, Ruth?
Sorry?
You know how to play Rhymet?
Yeah, I am.
Right, for anybody who's maybe listening for the first time, it's very simple. We're going to give you a word and you have to rhyme every answer with that word. The highest score at the end of the week will win themselves the contents of Una's drawers. The highest score to beat at the moment is zero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready to play?
Yeah, go for it.
30 seconds, start now.
Your word is tea. There's the Pacific Ocean, then there's the black what?
Sea.
A small peg that is pushed into the ground to hold a golf ball.
A tee.
You rewild an animal to set them what?
What? Wild.
A sycamore oak and a birch are types of what?
Tree.
A creamy white cheese.
Brie.
You go to the opticians to test how well you can what?
See.
I've won the cash machine. I'm going on a shopping what?
Brie. Time is up. Time is up.
I think that was on the nose.
No, that was definitely after the loud klaxon that went off. She said spree.
Yeah, but I... Yeah, okay.
Okay, there's no denying it, Una.
Well, they kind of sounded... They came together in my head.
Imagine Una was in charge of the photo finish for Cheltenham.
The draw. Okay, so... How many did Ruth get then?
Five.
Five.
It's a pretty good score. You didn't get you rewild an animal.
You set them free.
You just said you set them wild.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wild doesn't rhyme with tea. But sure, look it. Wild tea. You did good. And you've the highest score of the week. That means if it's not bet, that you will win the contents of Una's drawers. In there might be printed off instructions of how to Pilate.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a reformer? And where can I get the Ruth in me life?
There'll definitely be purple snacks in there, though. I promise you that, Ruth.
Thank you.
Or the wrappers, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Ruth. Have a good day.
Bye.
If you'd like to come on and have a go at playing our game, it's called Rhyme It. You know, to do 087-1102-107.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
This was absolute gold, and we've told everybody to go and check this out if they were listening to the end of the show today, and that is Wind Up Wednesday today.
Oh my God.
Chop, choppy.
Chop, choppy.
I literally could not see. I had tears in my eyes.
It was one of my favourite ones, I have to say now.
If anybody who you would like to wind up like this, somebody in your life that you're thinking they deserve it and they're good crack, let us know. Send us a WhatsApp saying Wind Up Wednesday and your name, and we'll get back in contact with you. Our number's 087-1102-107. Wednesday mornings. My little prankster over there.
This is a good one. I have to say, I did enjoy this. So Niall got in touch with me and he asked me to prank his brother,
okay,
Brian. And Brian recently got a new car.
Oh, nice.
So I rang Brian up, pretending to be from the Irish Motor Vehicle Association.
Have you checked if that exists?
No, I don't think it does.
Okay.
And I accused him of doing something with his car that he shouldn't have done, something he'd get in a lot of trouble for.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. So.
All right, brace yourselves. Don't forget, if you want to wind somebody up, you know what to do. Send us a message, 087-1102-107.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brian?
This is Brian, yeah.
Hi, Brian. My name is Mary Monroe. I'm ringing there from the Irish Motor Vehicle Association. How are you keeping?
I'm glad, thanks.
So I'm just wondering, Brian, can I just ask you about the car you recently traded in, the Ford Fiesta?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to tell me about that car?
No, why?
You traded under a different name. Excuse me, Brian. Under Louise...
Yeah.
I suppose, really, Brian, I won't beat around the bush, as they say. I've just come from a breaker's yard where they've shown me evidence of a chop-chop-job, or a chop-chop-jobby, as we say in the business. Do you know what I mean? A half-and-halfer. The carpets don't match the curtains, Mr. Dunn, as in the chassis number doesn't match the rest of the car.
You're not a real person.
I'm not a real person?
Yeah, you sound like...
I'm not a real person. I just told you I'm Mary Monroe. Mr. Dunn,
yeah.
I'm just informing you that my department is currently investigating and there's going to be a court date and almost definitely a fine of up to €10,000, depending, I suppose, really on the humour of the judge. But you will have to return the car you got for the trade-in as well, the Kia Stonic, because it's the proceeds of crime and as such it's going to be confiscated by cab.
Yeah, are you a real person or are you an AI prompt?
No, I'm not an AI prompt, I can guarantee you that. So this is Mr. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm here.
And you traded that Ford Fiesta under Louise, right? So I'm telling you that I've just come from the breaker's yard and I have seen that the chassis number doesn't match the rest of the car. So therefore, it's a chop-chop jobby, okay? So it's the proceeds of crime. Now, I've come across, I suppose, enough cowboys in my line of work to know one when I see one, Mr. Dunn. Are you trying to con the system?
Okay, look, I know the car.
Yeah? Are you denying it? Look, there's enough criminals now on the mean streets of Mount Melick. Do you know what I mean? When you bought this car, you're just giving them money. Do you know what I mean, Mr. Dunn? You're encouraging them, the criminals. And we're trying to get the criminals, really. See, I work closely with CAB. That's why we got a tip off. So that's why I was down in the breaker's yard. you're going to have to come into us as well, I suppose, and you're going to have to bring back in the Kia Stonic.
Why are you in a breaker's yard?
What?
Why are you in a breaker's yard?
Because I was given a tip off the car that you traded in. The carpets didn't match the curtains, so I went straight down there and I saw that it was a chop chop jobby, Mr.
How did you see it was a chop chop jobby?
Who's chop chop jobby?
Oh, how did you see it was a chop chop jobby?
How did I see it was a chop chop jobby? Well, the owner of the breaker's yard called me and he said it's a chop chop jobby, and then I went down and I saw the chop chop jobby and I saw it with my own eyes. It was half and half. Half and half.
Are you chop, chop, jobby.
Are you going to deny that it was a chop, chop, jobby?
Chop, chop, jobby.
A chop, chop, jobby.
Chop, chop, jobby.
Hi, this is Una from my radio. Brian, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay. So,
chop, chop, jobby is the best word.
Chop, chop, chop.
Chop, chop, jobby.
I knew something wasn't going right here. This is a very good AI.
I can't see for the tears in my eyes.
Oh, that was so funny. Chop, chop, jobby. Chop, chop, jobby.
How did you see it was a chop, chop, jobby?
How did I see it was a chop, chop, jobby? Well, the owner of the breaker's yard called me and he said it's a chop, chop, jobby. And then I went down and I saw the chop, chop, jobby.
Oh, God. Oh, excuse me. Oh, gosh. There's my eggs coming back up. Very good, isn't it? Very good.
Thank you very much.
Have you someone in your life that you want to put them through that? Get in contact. 087-110-207.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go.
We spoke to somebody earlier on. Actually, before we did that, we had to evacuate the building. We were halfway through reading out the message and we had to evacuate. The alarm went off.
And I didn't even notice. The fair play to you. I didn't notice it.
Well, there was a red light right... it was more in your eye vision.
Yeah, I did not see it. I was too...
And you couldn't hear that?
I didn't hear it at all. I was too engulfed in telling my story.
You were. And like, it was so funny when I saw the fire alarm light going off. I'm like, that's the fire alarm. And I literally did not hear a single thing you said to me.
Yeah, I didn't notice that it was the fire alarm. There is the difference now between you and me. So fair play to you. So we had to vacate the building.
I saved your life.
You did. There was no fire. It was an accident. Somebody was cutting a tile. Yeah, and the whole building had to be evacuated. But you know what? At least we dosed for about 10, 15 minutes anyway. So.
Do you know what we should have done? Got to meet the other people in the building and the other businesses here.
I was actually thinking of getting into my car and having a little snooze for a while.
Only for that you're not let stop and get your bag and get your keys, because God knows how long it'll take for you to find your keys. Because after all of that happened, we got to talk to somebody who sent in a message, and this is Buck Wild. Have a listen.
We got a message from one of our listeners this morning.
Okay, so Elaine has been in touch and she said she wants to get something off her chest. This is just crazy. So, hi lads, something is happening at work and it's really getting under my skin and I don't know what to do about it. There's this woman that works with us, she's a bit scary. Anyway, she's taken my lunch and eaten it 2 days last week. I opened the fridge door in the office and my lunch was gone, and when I looked out I saw her woofing down my leftover Chinese Kung Po chicken and noodles. That was Monday. On Thursday the same thing happened, except this time it was my homemade lasagna. She saw me looking at her and she just gave me this really creepy, unnerving smile and said, "You need to work on your bechamel sauce."
Of all the things to say.
She's giving devil vibes. I really don't think I can confront her. Should I go to HR? It would be mortifying though, saying someone keeps taking my lunch. I mean, I'm not in school. This is an adult workplace. I hate confrontation, but this is getting out of hand. Elaine.
This is wild. The fact that she eyeballed them as well. So we need to get to the crux of this. That's why we have Elaine on the phone. Good morning, Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm fine. So not much for your bechamel sauce, apparently.
Wow.
I'm very proud of my bechamel sauce.
And you should be too.
Yeah. So how are you feeling about all of this?
I'm just a bit embarrassed about it all. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's...
Have you thought about a road of revenge, of like leaving something that wouldn't taste quite nice, like maybe soap shavings in a cheese sandwich or something like that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Don't go too far.
But I'm proud of my food. I don't want to do that.
Okay, yeah, understandable. But this is crazy. You're going hungry at work. What did you do for your lunch then? Did you have to go out and buy a sandwich?
Yeah, I had to go across the road and get something. I don't get why she's doing it. Like, she has her own lunch with her.
Yeah.
Oh, she's double lunching, like?
Yeah.
She's jealous of you. There, that's the guy. She's jealous of you. That's it.
Of what,
she,
though?
Like, what do you mean? How dare you? You don't know.
No. I know, like, but jealous of what, though? Like, of her lunch?
Yeah, I guess. What do your other work make think about this whole situation?
They think I should go take to her, but I don't know. I'm so torn on the whole situation.
Well, I remember years ago here, someone sent an email around about their cornflakes, and I was actually mortified for them, to be honest, because they're like, you know, I know someone is helping themselves to my cornflakes, and if you don't stop, it's going to go further. You know, I was a bit like, oh my God, cringe for you.
Sorry. Well, you know, I was devastated people were eating my cornflakes.
So I can understand about you not wanting to go to HR, but at the end of the day, like, this woman, I mean, the way she spoke to you, can you do it like an imitation of how she said to you about, you need to work on your bechamel sauce?
Okay, so we were literally sitting down. She looks up and she says, could freely do with working on your bechamel sauce.
Oh my God, this woman my is days. Absolutely wild.
Yeah. Absolute brass neck.
Can we get a number and call her? Get her on. The two of you have it out on air.
But oh like, was there a vibe between you beforehand? Did you not get on? Did you kind of know she didn't like you beforehand? Or is it just, has it all just started with the lunch?
No, like we would be friendly in work. We wouldn't be extremely close or not close at all. Sorry, I don't care how close you are, you don't eat someone else's lunch.
And have you... Okay, so you haven't confronted her. She just said you need to work on your bechamel sauce and you ignored her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need to try and get you help for this, yeah. Elaine. 087-110-7. What should Elaine do? Her scary work colleague is eating her lunch 2 days last week. Bit of leftover Chinese and then your homemade lasagna. And then criticize your bechamel sauce. Absolutely devastating because it's not the easiest thing to make, which is beside the point.
Yeah.
All right. listen, Elaine, thank you so much. We'll keep in contact and let you know what everybody reckons that you should do. I know going to HR is scary, but they're there to support you at the end of the day anyway, so
yeah. But imagine going up to someone stealing my lunch.
Don't do it like that. All right, thanks Elaine, we'll talk to you later on. Okay,
thank you. Bye.
087-110-7. What should Elaine do? This story is absolutely wild. We were just chatting to Elaine a couple of moments ago who's having an issue with a work colleague.
So she keeps taking her lunch. She took her leftover Chinese Kung Po chicken and noodles on Monday, and then she took her homemade lasagna on Thursday and had the cheek to look at her and say, you need to work on your bechamel sauce.
Don't you criticize my bechamel sauce.
Cheek.
There's a very, very popular solution to this coming in.
I'm telling you, what I'd be doing there is I'd be making me lunch for the week and there'd be a bottle of laxative put in it and it'd be brought in every day and left in the fridge with the hope she would eat it.
No, please don't put laxatives. Technically poisoning the person. No. So what about something else though? Like I did say soap, which you probably shouldn't put in somebody's food either.
No. I've seen a similar story on Instagram the other day in America.
Mm-hmm.
Some woman at work, she didn't know who was taking her lunches.
What they do?
So she decided to put one of the hottest peppers or one of the hottest chips in the world into the food and left it. And when the culprit bit into it, she started hopping and coughing and whatnot because it hit her head and your one was videoing it live, so she caught who it was.
There you go. Nothing like trying to poison somebody filming it and then putting it up online.
Okay.
To make a show of them.
Yeah.
Are they the solutions though?
Laxatives or chilies? Carolina Reapers.
No, I don't think they're the solutions at all. I don't think you could be doing that to a person. I know the person's stealing your food.
Yeah.
And they're making the choice to actually eat it, so...
Maybe there's a way that Elaine... Let's call her Bechamel Elaine. Bechamel Elaine can confront this food thief.
Yeah.
And just have it, like, you know, in a friendly manner, have it out. Have it out and just, you know, say, stop.
Fight in the car park.
Yes, what? Good idea.
All right, what are you saying? 087-110-2107. We had somebody get in contact with us, Elaine, who was having an issue with a work colleague.
Yeah, so a work colleague has actually taken her lunch twice in 1 week, leftover Chinese and a lasagna. And the person who took it actually looked at Elaine while eating the lasagna and said, you need to work on your bechamel sauce. And Elaine is just really creeped out now, and she doesn't know what to do because she's kind of afraid if she goes to HR, is it like, you know, she's not in school. What's she going to say? Oh, someone is stealing my lunch in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm too frightened to confront them about it.
There's a lot of messages coming in with regards to this.
How are you doing?
How are you?
You want to tell Elaine, no? There's only one thing for that one. She wanted to ground up a bit of laxative and put it through the lunch.
Don't do that.
And when you're one, then when she eats the lunch, she mightn't figure out the first day. But on the second day, then, after she has to go again, she might put one and one together and figure out where she got the number two out of. And then you might be safe after that. That's a disgrace. Eating your lunch? Oh, Lordy. You couldn't have that.
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't be having that. Thanks, Con.
Thank you, Con. Now, this is a different twist on advice.
Hi. In my opinion, with the lady with the lunch and the other lady robbing the lunch, she only robbed your lunch 2 days last week. If it was more than that, yes, I'd go to HR. But because it was only 2 days, get the balls and turn around and say it to her, or grow a pair of balls and say it to her. Like 2 days and you're on the radio giving out about it. Oh my God, if it was for the whole week, yeah, I'd come on the bloody radio and I'd give out about it and I'd go to HR. But 2 days, get over yourself.
That's, oh, good. Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like you're eating someone's lunch, missus. Do you know what I mean? All right, let's get one more on this. This is so funny. Oh, my God. Oh, hello. And
with regard to that food thief,
yeah.
She'll be getting a karate chop on the neck. Joey doesn't share food.
Friends.
I think on the issue with the food stealing bandit.
Yeah. I love that. Food stealing bandit. Yeah.
Very good.
She should submit a bill to this woman because she'd be paying for food in a restaurant and this woman cooked it and she's eating it. So therefore, she should pay for it if she wants to eat it. Thank you. Michelle and Mayo.
Michelle, that's genuinely, that's great advice there.
That's the best advice.
Yeah.
The most straightforward advice.
It's, yeah.
It's instead of going down the HR route that nobody likes to do because it's uncomfortable and you might be a little bit kind of mortified that somebody's stealing your lunch and it feels like you're in school, bill the person. Because you're standing up to them saying, this is what you owe me for my lunch. I know it's leftovers, but yeah, bill them.
Yeah, great. Great advice.
If you want to be get in touch with us and get something like that off your chest, 087-1102-107.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
There you go now. That's Breakfast Rolled. And we'll do it again tomorrow after the show. Sound fun?
Yeah, you're going to spread more lies about someone else.
Oh,
that,
my God.
Is still working, but has passed on over the bridge. Oh, my God, did you hear? James Earl Jones does the voice for this new movie. What movie did you say it was? Spider-Man or something? I'm like, what? I'm pretty sure he died.
You didn't know who James Earl Jones was?
No, I did. And then you said Simba's dad. And then I remembered. And I was like, I'm pretty sure he passed away. And then you're like, oopsie. And guess what?
What?
I was right and you were wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's time for the I told you so dance.
Go off you go.
I told you so. I told you so.
Why didn't it do the I told you so dance?
I told you so.
You can listen to this anytime you like and share it with your friends.
I told you so.
Go loud.
You were wrong and I was right.
Wherever you
I'm
get your
right
podcast.
And you're wrong.
And we'll be back tomorrow morning. That's if I don't.
I promise I won't let
it. Don't push it down the stairs
anymore. Like, hey!
What? All right, bye.
Bye.